And this is the Podcast Derby, a Blacklist podcast for this week's episode, Rosvet. No number. It's Rosvet.
That is
R-A-S-S-V-E-T. I looked it up. It is Russian for the word dawn, D-A-W-N. Other translations, basically a new day, something like that. Or daybreak, daylight.
A new beginning, a Genesis. New beginning,
something like, yes. Simply put, Genesis is life. All right, so this is a no-number episode, so we're going to get...
Which we've had
We've had two of in the past.
This is our second one, and this is directly related to the first one of Cape May.
Yeah, we had one other one, which was the Mr. Kaplan one, Requiem. But then we had...
So this is the third, then.
This is the third one, but this one follows back to Cape May, is really almost a continuation of that. Now, having watched this episode, I have lots of questions. I actually went back and read a episode recap of Cape May.
Just I wanted to go watch it again.
I almost wanted to go watch it before we recorded, but I kind of got enough out of it because I do have some questions about how that episode spins into this one.
It's like, why would that feel that way?
Why would a lot of these things happen the way they did in the sequential order that they did? That all being said, this episode picks up right where we left off, where Liz goes and visits Dominic. And he's sitting with her making her tea, and they didn't spend a lot of time with this. It was almost like this was a narration. Yeah, you know, he's going to tell her a story, but she basically says, asks why she hid the truth, why he hid the truth, because he knows who Red is, who she is, and why did he not come forth sooner? And he said that it was a promise a long time ago he made to keep her safe. But that she knows, that he knows who Red is, and she asks what happened. And basically from there, he kind of tells a story a little bit in the kitchen there while they're having tea, and then takes her for a ride. And they go for a ride in his truck, which he was able to fix in the last episode.
Where did you think they were going? First gut instinct, where did you think they were going?
To see Katerina.
Okay, no. I thought they would be going to a cemetery to see... some grave. I figured that's where they were headed.
It could have been a Katerina's grave, but to see mom.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed where we were going there. But this episode, once he starts telling, basically, I'm going to tell you a story. And we return to Cape May, where Katerina is coming out of the ocean. Because the last we saw her in that episode, she was walking out into the ocean. So we see her coming out of it. And we get a little what she's been up to. And I think we kind of predicted that this would happen. We'd get an episode to find out what she's been up to or how things got to this point. This episode ended up being a lot more than that. It gave us so much. It really answered.
It did some pretty good fleshing out.
It answered a lot of questions. It created some, but for the most part, it answered a lot of the questions that people have had this whole series. And it got us to that point, but we'll talk about that as we go along. Probably going to do this a little sequentially as opposed to jumping around as normal because there was a lot that happens.
There was only one storyline in this.
Right. So, I think this one, maybe tackling it sequentially, will be a little better, but she gets out, goes to a church, and kind of passes out, wakes up in a homeless shelter and kind of spends some time in that shelter. Didn't appear to be a lot of time, just a few days, from what I could tell. She woke up 3 days later in the shelter. So, yeah. But there was a newspaper article about a woman recently, presumed.
I had the impression she was there weeks, but not months.
I was figuring a couple weeks at most.
Yeah.
But to the point where she was working in the shelter, she was helping out, setting tables and things like that.
Volunteering.
Interesting point though, really there was this moment where, go ahead.
Did you have any predispositions,
like where I thought this was going?
Were you this is what we do, right? I was looking for things.
I looked for a lot of things. Yeah, I saw
reading into things, and I went farther worth. Hey, maybe that's Red Reddington. Maybe that's the real Red Reddington. Were you doing anything like that?
Yes.
I'm like, he kind of has the right build.
Yes. I thought the first man she meets is the priest, and I'm like, could he be the one? I was thinking that. But I also noticed other things, like while she's in there setting the table, she sees this other woman there. This is not the Russian woman that comes in a few minutes later screaming, but there's another woman that she's really eyeing. and kind of looks like her. Similar hair, similar build. And she kept kind of eyeing this woman. That's when she puts, you know, one of the utensils in her pocket. But I thought, my thought process is like, she's eyeing that woman because maybe she's going to try to take her place, do something like that.
Yeah, no false identity, burn body.
Steal her ID because she could probably pass for that woman with, you know, with a quick glance at an ID. So I thought that that was what was going, and that quickly went away because then we have this, and that may be intentional. That might have been what she was originally planning until this Russian woman shows up.
We were supposed to be thinking that's what she was thinking.
Right. And then this Russian woman shows up, you know, claiming of abuse.
That was convenient.
Right. And but it kind of almost breaks her cover a little bit because she can understand her.
Yeah.
You know, they're all freaking out, and the woman's, you know, she picks up a knife and she's freaking out, and she's able to kind of help translate for her. And, you know, while this woman's brought into the shelter, but and later a man comes to attack that woman, the one who abused her originally. And Katerina's able to she takes care of that guy.
Yeah.
And with that, you know, takes his wallet and
hold on here.
He had a little bit of money and a credit card, and she went on the run with that. So that's kind of, that was that. So again, this episode was all little vignettes of, you know, what she was doing, because the next step was, you know, she gets to a hotel, she somehow gets a computer. I'm assuming she bought with a,
it was the credit card.
Yeah. And is able to connect to a contact she had at the Russian embassy, sending him nice little spy stuff going on here. Sends him like a crossword puzzle that he has to, you know, decode in order to determine where the meetup is going to be. But at the meetup, it's just for him to get a key to a hotel that he's going to go to. Yeah. And then she goes to the hotel and meets him there. We find out that they are, you know, childhood friends. Who deeply care for each other. So, you know, the one person left in the government she could trust, because, you know, she betrayed the KGB. She betrayed Russia, by siding with this cabal. They try to make plans, you know, everybody believes her to be dead. We're going to try to keep it that way. However, it obviously doesn't work out, because until they see a body, you know, we got this other guy following after her, Anton Belov. Koslov was the guy that she meets. Ilya Koslov is the guy from the embassy, but Anton Belov is the guy who is hunting her down.
I don't write that down.
And
oh yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, and then they just make all these arrangements, you know, she goes ahead, gets, you know, passport, changes her name to Anna Croft. So that's how we get that name. She, you know, meets with her mother. So we know how her mother got on the ferry and went from there.
It was a nice touch that they showed the skyline of New York City with the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that. Don't retcon history. Yeah, they should have done that, and they did it appropriately. Cause it gives you a sense of time. You know, this happened a while ago, because sometimes, as we've always said with this show, you don't get a sense of time, but it definitely happened then. And then she goes and sees her father in Moscow, who they recast as some other guy who was, I mean, Brian Dennehy's pretty old, but they got a guy who was maybe 20 years younger, you know, a little thicker of a Russian accent, but similar build to Dennehy, and you know, without the
already
beard.
Graying hair. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And he's,
for some reason, speaks English in his own apartment with a thick Russian accent while talking to his Russian daughter while in Moscow. I don't know.
I sit there and wonder about that sometimes when that's done in shows. Like, is it done just so that every single scene is not subtitled? But they were doing subtitles.
Over to subtitle when the other guys show up.
I know. So if it would make sense if you do all or none. You know, give us one or the other, but whatever.
All they do is say switch to English, and at least take them a few seconds longer to translate.
Right.
You know,
or you do a Hunt for Red October moment where it just transitions to English, and then it's just English the rest of the way with accents.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But you know, they have the little dispute, and during this whole time, we get little back and forth to, you know, Liz listening to the story in the car, kind of asking him questions so that he'll tell the next part of the story. That's really just there just to remind us that this is a story.
That they're traveling, yeah.
And just to keep us informed as to what they're doing while this story's being told. But, it goes through, you know, the conflict that he had, and he had mentioned it in talking to Red, you know, and the choices that he had to make to walk away from his life, you know, by not turning her in. Because the Velov's guys followed her back to Moscow and or knew that she would probably go make contact with her father. So, you know, they show up at the apartment there while she's talking to her father, and he basically threatens to turn her in and kind of goes to do it and almost feels like at the last second he changed his mind.
Yeah.
Because I really thought he was going to, and then we would just get her overpowering the men and getting away. But, you know, she and her father get overpowered, and it looks like they're about to get executed, which is when Kozlov comes in and saves the day.
You kind of went, okay, he isn't some desk jockey. Because right. He knows him, and he walks in and says, sir, nice to see you. Yep. So he's, you know.
He's part of something. You know,
been too long, so he's been trained.
Almost like he's a plant at the embassy.
Yeah.
As a KGB or something like that. But he was certainly trained, knew how to use a gun, knew how to shoot through a wall to kill a guy. You know, definitely had good instincts. Yeah. And at this point, I start to look at this guy a little bit.
So going back to it, I looked at him as soon as he showed up.
Yeah, now
you know what? I just watched Stargate 2 weeks ago,
and he could be in Stargate. You look like a young James Spader.
He really, really does. Yeah,
I mean, his eyes.
It was the eyes. And, he had the scrawny.
And he had a little bit of the mannerisms. You know, he really portrayed it. So I'm all in at this guy there. But we're not quite there yet. You know, so after they kill the men, Dominic and tries to work with Katerina to get her. He's got arrangements to get her and Kozlov out of the country. And he's got his own escape route plan, so he's going to go do that. But, you know, she goes through some issues. You know, she's kind of weighing the options. I'm going to be on the run the rest of my life. I've brought my childhood friend, who I love dearly, into this. And I can kill myself and, you know, make it better. In the meantime, too, she also had called Masha. So we got to see Sam again.
That was a little, I'm like, I don't remember her placing with Sam. Maybe I just don't remember that. I thought Red placed Masha with Sam.
No, that was,
or did Mr. Kaplan?
Mr. Kaplan did immediately after.
Okay.
Cause she went to Sam that night. Although I didn't see any scars on her hand. We kind of gave up on the scar on the hand thing. Cause I haven't even seen them on Liz's hand lately. But anyway.
Oh, the burn scar.
Yeah. She basically offers to kill herself to allow Ilya to survive and just kind of go back to his life. He can be determined to be a hero, you know, by finding her and hunting her down and all that. But he has another plan. So they kind of go over, you know, the manipulation of Raymond Reddington, who they know now to be dead. He was shot and killed. At the house.
The real Raymond Reddington.
Real Raymond Reddington, and offers, you know, well, he's got a lot of money stashed away here and there. They could make arrangements to get that money, you know, and try to impersonate him to get that money. And that's where basically, and she just thought, okay, well, it's not that simple, but he's like, I don't think you understand the gravity of my plan.
Yeah. You're not entirely grasping what I am suggesting.
I will become Raymond Reddington.
Yeah.
And I'm good with this. So thankfully, gosh, it's not her. So we can get Red Arena out of this. we see the surgery.
Hold on here. There's a really key dialogue here.
I know. We'll get there.
No, but it's right here.
Oh, right.
No. There's a key.
Oh, in this moment? All right, go ahead.
Where she's like, this will never work. And he's like, we can do the surgery. And then he's like, oh, we're going to go through the surgeries. And then she says, you know, and we got to have, I mean, they got to know everything about the real Raymond Reddington's, you know, all the details and this and that and the daughter, and have to have anecdotes, some true, some invented.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
That was that by definition, because we have talked about this always, always, always about Raymond's little stories.
Yeah.
And this was inventing Raymond's little stories, inventing those anecdotes.
Oh, no, it was a great line. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It was really subtle, but really, mm-hmm. really well placed.
Absolutely. Unless there is still a Red Arena theory that can come out of this episode, let's just move forward.
I'm okay with this. I am with this, what's this guy's name? Boslov?
Kozlov. Ilya Kozlov.
With someone we've never heard of before, suddenly kind of being there, I'm okay with this.
But it makes sense. He has a relationship with Katerina. We developed the relationship and understood the relationship through this episode. So it's not just somebody that really came out of left field and just jumped into the role. We got to see him in action. We got to
They've known each other since they were children. He's adored her. You got the impression she didn't necessarily reciprocate.
Like friends than lovers.
Yeah, they didn't feel the same way. They, you know, they're different. You know,
it's kind of parallels a little bit to our story in the last episode with the story of the week. Because you were talking last episode about making those parallels. But basically he offers to become Red and, you know, has the surgery. We don't see a face. You know, they show a lot of it's all from behind. You know, you see longer hair, red.
Yeah, it's an age thing, and I was
kind of okay with it. It's fine. But he, you know, basically withdraws all the money to go on the run. And we don't know anything further from there. You know, the last bank he walks out of, he makes a quick phone call and says it's done. Now, I'm trying to put my timing together there. Would this be in the 90s? Because he used a cell phone.
Should be in the 90s by timing. Okay. And it was a brick phone, but I think it was a little fun period.
Those Nokia phones or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he had disappeared for... We got no semblance of time for the Cape May to Moscow to St. Petersburg. Like none.
It felt like a week.
But I had the feeling it was probably closer to months. Because she had to get to New York to see her mom and then be able to pull all the money to put into the suitcase. There's a lot of work that went in, and they weren't going to be able to get into Moscow easily at that time.
There was a lot of arrangements that need to be made.
So there was, I'm willing to bet months probably. Mm-hmm. In there, and then they said there was, you know, more than a year's worth of surgeries,
right? So it was going to take some time to do that. Red disappeared, then he'll all of a sudden just show up again as me, or I will be him.
Yeah, and we know that that's what happened. He disappeared off the radar for 5 years or something,
and then just showed up again. So,
So there's, we'll say 3.5 years, kind of missing. Because I'm willing to say
we still got more than we need to know.
And here is about 18 months, I'm willing to say, because, yes, there's maybe a year's worth of surgeries, but there's probably a lot of healing and training. And
right. And we don't know from here on what he did with Katerina. Did they split? We don't get any sort of idea as to what happened between the two of them.
I get
from
the impression
here
at this point there she's still right next to him.
But beyond that, we don't know. We don't understand the split. We don't get any more of this story.
Yes, there's somewhere she still disappeared again, and we don't know.
Right, because we get a little bit when Dominic says that years later, Katerina showed up and gave me this key to this box.
The last time I saw her was in the rearview mirror of this truck, right. Which is the second time we've heard that.
Yep. So, and that's where it is. So we know, at least through the explanation, who it is. Is there anything coming from this episode? Like you said, where, you know, was the pronoun game played, or that we could still be the Red Arenas out there that think that it could be the other way around?
This point, or are we talking the whole episode?
Well, I know we're not done. I know we're not done. I mean, But up until this point, I think it's all pointing
this point
towards
of the story. Then yes, they're making Vassilov or whatever his name is
Kozlov
to be ranked. I'll never remember that. To be Reddington.
Okay.
As of this point, that's what they are saying. That is what we are intended to believe.
Right.
You know, at 50 minutes into the episode.
Yeah. And so, you know, Liz, and it's interesting again, you know, to go back, we're not at the end episode. We're not at a penultimate episode. We still got a few episodes to go this season, 3, I believe. And we're getting a ton here. I'm trying to remember when Cape May was. I think Cape May was around this time in the season. Maybe
I almost want to say it was in April.
It may have been a little earlier, but
because it was, yeah.
But yeah, we so we're at this point, and basically that's the story. Liz thanks you know Dominic basically for all the information, and she mentions her daughter, and I'm like, oh yeah, her, Agnes. who's been MIA for a while. But she mentions her and is going to allow Dominic to see her and wants him to spoil her for great granddad. So
spoiled rotten.
Spoiled rotten.
Which I thought, I'm like, oh, that was kind of sweet. I mean, it really was.
Well, she just learned a lot about her family. Now, what's interesting though, you know, cause like I said, we don't know what happened to Katerina. You know, from this point on, you know, I think she's still out there. We didn't get any sort of sense of resolution to that. But that'll come eventually. So now we jump to Liz goes halfway around the world
to Hong Kong,
yeah. to, meet with Red, who's just kind of there. And
so just for reference, Cape May was April 21st, 2016. So
which episode in the season?
19.
Okay. So
episode 19.
Yeah. So this is episode 19 as well. So it was right at the same time. But tells Red she knows the truth and you know, she's happy, you know, she has answers and you know, she feels better about her life. At this point, but Red seems pretty sour, you know, this whole thing. He's excited to see her at first, but then now that he's, you know, what do you know? You know, I know you're Ilya. He seems upset with that. But also he also has said the thing that he knows, you know, that is her hunt for the truth has cost him his relationship with Dembe. He asked who told her all this, says it was from Dominic. And then the only question she has for him is, you know, why after he decided to become Raymond Reddington to get the money, did he continue? Why did he just not turn to somebody else and just take the money and live with a lot of money? Why did he?
Well, I believe I know that answer. I don't
that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying what she asked. Go ahead. What do you think?
Which is very simply, he made a promise. Because he said, you know, we made a promise to each other when we were 6 years old, you know, and then he stuck to that promise with Katerina. And for whatever reason, he made a promise to her again to take care of Masha.
Yep. Yep. She had asked him that in the bed, in the hotel room.
Really, really seriously. Yeah. So I think that it's just that he stayed because it was to protect her. It's always been about her.
Yep.
It's always been about her. And
couldn't he have done that with $40 million, I think is what she's asking. Couldn't you have done that with $40 million and not be a world famous criminal? Couldn't you have just changed your looks again and been somebody else and just started over $40 million? Oh, I know. We wouldn't have a show, but that's the question that she's still...
He assumed the identity of Red Reddington.
But that's kind of the question she asked, and he really didn't answer. He did a Red response, you know, just you are who you are, basically, response.
I am what I am.
Yeah, and...
It's Popeye, which as soon as he said, I went, hey, that's Popeye. And he went, it's Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm like, oh, shit.
So we then get back to Dominic, who's in his home and turns around and Red's there. I don't expect Red to shoot him at this point. Red's clearly upset with him. I don't think this is a Red vengeance thing. But it basically kind of ends not with a standoff, but really with Red saying, I want to know all the details you told her. You know, well, I told her who you are. But he's, again, doesn't say, I know I'm Ilya. I know who I am, is what he said.
No, there was a lot of wordplay going on. And he said, I told her the story, or whatever it was. He was appropriately vague in his wording of, you know, I told her what happened, you know? And it was almost like there was a pre-planned scenario for this, and I went along with it. It was almost what I felt.
Almost like this was a made-up story to tell her if she ever came asking. I agree. I think there is something there to
it. There's more to this.
That's why I think it's interesting that where this shows up in the series, you know, this story, you know, we know we have another season coming next year. So telling us all this information now, if the whole episode turns to be a rope-a-dope, it's going to upset fans. It'll upset me. I like this story. I
can buy this. I'm happy with
this. I would hate for the story to be irrelevant.
It's got to be really, really, really good.
Yeah. I would dislike this story being irrelevant to look back, you know, when the series ends and we look back and saying, well, that was a good episode, but it really didn't mean anything. It was all a lie. You know,
it was just a waste of time.
Yeah, I would hope that's not the case. But he read, you know, saying to Dominic, I really need to know all the details, every single word you told her, start from the beginning. Because, you know, you may believe what you told her was for her own good, but you may have made things worse. So there's definitely some wordplay in here to allow us to think that, though maybe some of the truth was told, not the whole truth. And that's where the Red Arena fans, I think, are going to continue to ride that. That, like you said, it wasn't definitive that it was Kozlov. Because, again, even when...
he never told her what happened to Katarina. It was
That's what I'm saying.
I saw her in my...
Yeah, we didn't know Katarina's fate.
And she didn't ask that question. She hasn't asked anybody that question. I know she was still alive and she didn't die like you told me she did, that she walked into the ocean and never came back out.
Which, here goes my timeline questions. Because that happened. Let's go back to Cape May.
Did it happen again? Was there two episodes of Cape May?
Were there two visits to Cape May? No, it happened before. Now, we know So what I'm led to believe about Cape May is that whole thing at Cape May happened just to her. Nobody else was there with her at Cape May. Or.
That's feeding your Red Arena.
No, I know.
Okay.
Or Kozlov was there with her. Not. Because this would have been after Raymond Reddington died, but before Kozlov became Raymond Reddington.
But I get the impression they hadn't seen each other in long, 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 long time since children.
But at the same time, yeah, but it would kind of make sense to what you, well, I didn't get that sense. Did they say that? I didn't pick up on that. If that was actually
said. No.
But here's the thing. So, right, it does feed into the Red Arena thing.
We don't know when the last time they saw it. We've never seen him before.
The details of the way Cape May was almost Red.
I mean, have we seen him before? I don't think so.
No, we haven't. We haven't. Okay. We haven't. But we haven't seen much of her either. So to know the relationship that the two of them had.
Which is why I get the impression that maybe they trained together or something, but they hadn't seen each other in, you know, a decade.
Okay.
It's just an impression.
Yeah. But the way the Cape May storyline, I mean, if you go back to Cape May, my impression of it is that Red went to Cape May and relived a memory. You know, none of that actually happened to him there. He was just reliving a memory of what happened that night where he meets. But again, it was almost played off that episode that he meets a woman that he didn't know and helps her out through an event.
I need to rewatch Cape May.
Yeah, because that was basically, you know, they made risotto, a bunch of guys attacked the house, and they, you know, between the two of them, kill them all. However, in the flashbacks to what happened in Cape May, they only showed Katarina doing all the work, killing everybody. So that's where I would have to go back and watch Cape May to see, did they show somewhere Red killed that guy when it was actually her? You know, things like that. Yeah. Again, I agree. It could feed into that theory that Red is Katarina.
Please No.
We're good without it. But that's what I mean is, because then from there, she then goes, you know, to the, like in this episode, she goes to the homeless shelter. She then meets up with Ilya. So Ilya wasn't at Cape May with her, but he could have been. Maybe he was. Maybe after everything happened, she contacted him. And he met her at Cape May, and the two of them had that little misadventure with the people coming after her. No, let me finish the theory. And then they did that, and then she walks into the ocean, and he believes her to be dead. And then weeks pass while she's at the homeless shelter recovering, and then she reaches out to him, and he goes to see her. And he's like, I thought you were dead because you walked into the ocean in front of my eyes. So this could be, you know, kill the Red Arena thing and support that he was the one at Cape May, which supports why, you know, Reddington goes back to Cape May and relives the whole incident with himself in the place of that, because he was actually there, because that's who he is. And then it goes forward from there. So that's where my timeline, just trying to make sure it all works, because if he wasn't there, how does he know what happened there? But at the same time, she easily could have told him what happened there during the time that they were together. You know, she could have gone over the details of what happened there, and he could have just gone back there based on the stories that she told and try to relive through it at that. But again, Red went to Cape May because he thought Liz was dead. That's when he went there, because he thought Liz just died in childbirth. And he went there and relived when he lost the mother. And there's a conversation between him and Katarina at Cape May in the episode where he talks about, I had this decision to make. You know, I had to choose, you know, who do I save? Do I save the mother? You know, there's a mother and a daughter, and who do I save? The mother or the daughter? And I chose the daughter. So it was a reflection episode, but how it all spins into this one is interesting.
Yeah, and that is too important an episode to retcon.
Right. Which is why I think, even though it wasn't explicitly said here, because I'm so against the Red Arena theory, that Kozlov met her there after the incident happened at the house and the fire.
Like they met up there, not like they met for the first time in their lives.
Right.
There.
No. They met up there.
They had a rendezvous.
They met up there, had the incident. But it may not work. I got to go through. I mean, honestly, I'm going to have to watch this episode and Cape May again back to back and really piece them together. And I'm sure lots of viewers are going to do it too, and definitely feed us information that you have on that. But I think these two episodes back to back now that we have them could really give us some information towards the theories about, you know, still who Red is. Because even though this episode kind of is the supposed to be the answer for that, it may not be. There may be more to it than that. And like you said, I like your point that maybe the whole story that Dennehy told her was all BS. It was the, you know, prearranged story that he's going to tell her.
Yeah.
But when Red at the end of this episode is asking, but yeah, I know the story. I want the details, because there could be little things you decide to throw in there that you shouldn't have. And that's important.
We rehearsed this story 30 years ago. I need to know what you told her so that I can make sure.
Right. That it lines up. So, cause again, when Liz confronts Red in Hong Kong and says, I know you're Ilya, his response was, yes, I am. His response was nothing. It was stone faced annoyance, but he didn't say, okay, yep, you're right. That's who I am.
Shock. I can.
Well, he was pretty stone-faced that whole thing. You know, he really wasn't, giving her a response back to acknowledge it. So she said it, but I was keying in on his response there, and his response was nothing. So he didn't acknowledge it, yes or no.
Yeah.
Which again,
there's more to this story than we have been told.
It leaves it way open, and I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I think we might get another. We'll get another episode exactly like this one next season, probably.
We'll get a a piecing together episode of this part was true, this part was a lie, and it should be replaced with this part. They could actually do some really, really good writing.
Yeah, what we'll get is we'll get Red tells her the here's what actually happened.
Yeah.
Because this is Dominic telling it. He wasn't there for most of it.
That was an interesting thing, is that everything in this was Dominic telling.
So we will get this story again next season, where Red is going to tell her the truth. You know what? This was all told to you. It's time you actually know the whole truth. Here's what actually happened. And it would be interesting to see this episode almost beat for beat redone, but with subtle changes to kind of clear up the details. And that may be where it is. So if you all feel like we got the answers, maybe not. Hold the phone.
We don't.
And there's still a lot more that needs to be told.
Where's Katarina?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Katarina?
Because now we know at this point she should have been alive.
Right. We know she didn't die in the ocean. That's resolved.
Yeah.
We'd
said that for you. Definitely had. I may not have, but you definitely said that.
Yeah. It was never clarified. So yeah, it's now we know. So, but outstanding episode, just a great one to talk about. It gives us a bunch of stuff we didn't know, and whether it's 100% true, 50% true, whatever it may be, it's a lot of great information that kind of gives us stuff to talk about. Something we haven't really had much of this season. As much as this season's really advanced the story, it hasn't given us anything to theorize on. And this is really the first episode that hits story points that we've been questioning since the first episode. You know, we've had these questions since the beginning. And now we got some answers for the time being.
Wasn't Red at more than one point very, very insistent? I saw her walk into the ocean and die.
Yes. And that's what I mean. So
what if she did? What if everything Dominic said, everything.
And she actually died.
Was BS. And it was purely for the point of to just give Liz a story.
In almost a sense of
just a sense of closure, just to give her something enough to tie it back to that post office.
Because she
showed him the pictures, so he knew it was taken. So he needed to kind of, you know, kind of link it up,
get her there.
Good
point. What if she really is dead the whole time? And Kozlov was the one that saw her go there, and he and Dennehy generated this story.
He was maybe the one that led the assassins there when they got attacked. Yes, they did rendezvous, like you said, and it wasn't just some bizarre, random childhood sweetheart. There was more. There was a third affair going on.
Sure.
And, you know, yes, maybe he really is, you know, Raymond Reddington really is Kozlov, but his circumstances for becoming are very different than what Dennehy said, or what Dominic said.
Yeah, it's almost like this is very heartwarming, and maybe it's more sinister.
Yeah, I think that's why Raymond Reddington is going, I need to know, because what really happened is more sinister, and if I'm going to follow up on this, I need to know what those details are.
Right, especially if, you know, like when she asked him the question, why did you continue to be Raymond Reddington? Because
that
I wanted to be.
That time when you're in St. Petersburg? I've never been to St. Petersburg. You mean that time when my mom almost jumped off the balcony? What?
What are you talking about? Right. I need the details of the story.
I need those details.
Solid theory there. So it could be more to it than that. And that would actually make sense. So we almost get like the show, like the movie Clue, different endings. You know, we get a different version of the story based on who's telling it, who saw it, and what the facts really are. You know, the three sides to
every
story.
This will be another one that then turns Liz back against everybody because she doesn't trust anybody, including Grandpa now.
And we've seen, yes, absolutely. And we've seen her so happy before, only to have it crumble around her and get so angry with everybody.
Where the fuck is Agnes?
That's what I said earlier. Well, we know
She's with Grandma.
With Grandma, Tom's mom. But
well, let's let them get together. Tom's mom and Grandpa.
And I never watched. And I'm a bad Blacklist podcaster. I never watched Redemption. I have no idea what happened in that story.
I watched like the first episode.
I watched the first. Well, we did the first episode here because it was kind of a two-parter for this one. But we didn't watch through it, honestly. And from what I understood, it was
unimpressive.
It didn't get renewed, so therefore the story wasn't strong enough to continue. So, yeah. All right. Well, I would love to get more theories. The show did, when it ended, there was a mention on NBC when it ended that it's moving to a new time slot, 8 p.m. on Fridays as opposed to 9 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Central, yeah.
Yep, so next week it'll be an hour earlier when it airs. And we got 3 episodes to go. I don't have written down here on me what the next Blacklister's name is, but I did see
the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th based on the dates.
Which is about right, because shows usually end just before Memorial Day. That's the end of a season. So, but I did see 2 episodes from now, so not next week, the week after, the episode's titled Anna McMahon. So we're going to get her as a Blacklister.
Ooh.
So we'll see where she lines up in the numbers. My guess is in the teens. That's where I'm going to predict her.
Because if it's single digits, it's got to be low.
Yeah, we're running out of single digits. So my guess is
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are all taken, aren't they?
I believe so.
Actually, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I think only 1, 2, and 3 are left.
I think there's one more. Let me double check here. I did have the list just up. We need 1, 2, 3, 5. So we have 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah. If she's a single digit, she's high single digits.
And in the teens, the only teen number we don't have is 15. We don't have anything else in there available.
Might be appropriate for. Okay.
And the 20s, we're missing 27 and 28. So
yeah, we got a lot of the. Yeah.
So I think she'll be one of those. I think she'll be up there in one of those. She could be 15. She could be 27 or 28. I'm not sure she'll be as high as 5. But who knows? I mean, knowing that there's one more season and it may be the last one, who knows?
Knowing her ties to the president.
It could be higher. It could be a 5. Yeah. It could be a 5. So, yeah, we'll see from there. But let us know your thoughts and theories in this episode. I know a lot of you are going to go back and watch Cape May. A lot of you have probably already watched Cape May a million times and might be able to tell us more. Certainly, put your thoughts out there. Send us emails to blacklist@podcastterbia.com. You could also hit us up with comments on Facebook or Twitter. At Podcasterbia. Definitely hit us up with your thoughts and theories on this. This episode gave us a lot. So
one more comment.
Mm-hmm.
One of the comments made between them at the table at the end, you were the architect of this charade.
Yeah. Oh, there's wordplay.
Yeah. As much as they told us,
we could almost dismiss a lot of it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm done.
So, yep. Well, we'll see from there. So go ahead and let us know your thoughts. We'd be happy to hear them and read them on the air. So that is going to do it for this week's episode. I am Brian, and he is Dave, and we'll see y'all next time.
Good night, everybody.